You are on the record.
Oh, wait, you're recording me now.
Yeah, I'm recording you now, Brian. How's it feel?
I kind of love it. It's I really dig the back and forth.
The Pat Rion has become the apprentice. What?
I'm getting better. I'm getting better about posting everything and figuring out and we were talking about the eclipse event, the picnic. As soon as we're done here, I have to at least make a rudimentary rough cut of a simulation of what it's going to look like. But anyway.
Yeah.
And can we talk about the beekeeper?
I don't know anything about it.
If I told you one thing and I wanted you to guess everything else about it, The Beekeeper is directed by Kurt Wimmer. Kurt Wimmer created Equilibrium. He did, there was some terrible movie he directed, but he's become a very well-respected producer in Hollywood, all in the action genre, all with very, very simple storytelling messages. If you knew there's a movie called The Beekeeper starring Jason Statham,
Jason Statham.
Yeah. I always thought it was Statham, but people keep correcting me, but okay. That's fine.
But that guy from Fast and Furious and stuff.
How would you think it would go?
He's an assassin. And the beekeeper is his special name because he keeps a lot of stinging things. It's okay. some joke about stinging because he's a bee.
I spent 50 minutes explaining the movie to Justin, and I kept saying, we could stop whenever you want. He's like, no, keep telling me about it. And then I got text messages saying, why are you making me want to watch The Beekeeper?
It's an action movie, though, right? If it's Jason Statham.
It the poster doesn't look like it.
Well, what is the movie?
Okay, the movie is... Okay, I'm going to give the shortest version I can. First of all, Felicia Rashad, Mrs. Cosby, is in it.
Okay.
So, opening scene. It's me, Jason Statham. I found some hornets. Hornets are bad because they kill bees.
Okay, so he's literally a beekeeper.
Right. Okay. But he's wearing a uniform that looks like a Star Trek uniform that has hexagons on the chest and like buckles down the side.
Okay.
And he's like, anyway, I grabbed the hornet's nest. I wouldn't go in there. That's why they say don't pick a hornet's nest. And Felicia Rashad, Mrs. Cosby, says...
I'm already getting bored.
Okay. All right. I'm just really glad that you rent some room in that barn. And he's like, great, I'm going to make you some honey. And she sits down and she's like, now let me go to Facebook and look up pictures of my daughter graduating from the FBI. And it says, bloop, you have a virus. She's like, what? Oh, she calls the number. Smash cut to Eurotrash dance room.
Hackers, got it.
All right, people, this is how you do it. Or whatever. You need to update your software, or I'll lose my job, and you'll lose all the pictures of your daughter graduating from the FBI.
Ransomware, got it. Yeah. Yep,
right, and then he's like, "We're in." $300 here, $500 there. What? $2 million for a children's charity that she's a co-signer on. Press that button. And so she does, and they take all of the money. And then he's like, hey, I just came back. I was keeping bees, and I brought you honey. Oh, what? You're dead? You've killed yourself because you lost all your money? Dang. Oh, by the way, spoilers.
I've already lost. I don't know if it's my fault or yours, to be honest, though. I think I may have drifted.
No, that's I don't think you have. And so she kills herself because she gets scammed out of all of her money.
Okay.
And then her daughter, who works for the FBI, shows up just in time to see Jason Statham in her mom's room where she's just killed herself. And she's like, I'm FBI, just graduated. Arr! And they're all like, yeah, he didn't do it. So anyway, he goes on to, and I swear, I watched this movie for the second time last night because my daughter didn't believe me when I told her about it. He shows up, he calls a 1-800 number secret. Sorry. He pulls out a thing of beehive and then pulls out a sat phone and then calls, and he's like, and they're like, I thought you were retired. He's like, I need a favor.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in.
And you're like, she's the only person who ever cared for me. And they're all like, he's like, I need a name and an address. Smash cut to, he shows up with 2 10-gallon things of gasoline. And he goes, ka-dunk. And the girl at the front desk is like, you have to sign in. And he goes like, okay. Scribble, 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 scribble. And she's like, who are you visiting? It was like, this company. He's like, and your statement of business? You're like, I'm going to burn it down. And then
nice.
He goes up and he just says, everyone, repeat after me. I will never steal from old people again.
Okay.
And everyone laughs. And then he takes one dude and just beats the ever-loving F out of him. Hangs them on.
So now it's a revenge thing for ransomware. Got it.
Exactly. Right. And then he's like, and then the guy's like, he sets up the gasoline and says, the next call from one of your phishing scams that comes in is going to blow this up and this whole place is going down. So it does. And then it goes to the next guy. He's like, hey, boss, we have a problem. What? I have 10 call centers that make $9 million a month. What? This sounds bad. Let me talk to the big guy. Big guy walks in looking 1970s. It's Jeremy Irons. And he's like, hey, what if one of my places got burned down? And he said, I used to run the CIA. And I made a promise to your mom that I would keep you out of trouble. I think it's time you clean up your own mess. So he tries to clean up his own mess. Doesn't work out. Everyone gets killed by this beekeeper. Meanwhile, they find out that beekeeper is not a metaphor or a name or the keeping of bees. It's a secret division.
Okay. All right. And then
Jeremy Irons I just brought all of you in. You're SEAL Team 6. Good job. You're Delta Force. Good job. All of you are going to die. And the last thing you'll see will be this beekeeper's eyes. And so then he goes on to kill all of them. And then it goes up to a douchebag guy and Jeremy Irons. I know we only have a few minutes. Jeremy Irons is like, I'm sorry, I was the former director of the CIA, but it's time for you to call your mom. And he's like, what? Your advice is to call my mommy? Okay, calls his mom. His mom's very busy in not Hollywood, D.C. Hello, Ambassador so-and-so. Hello, whatever. Tap, tap, tap on the shoulder. Excuse me, Madam President, you're needed over here.
You're needed.
And so turns out that scammer Archduke is the son of the current president, and that the president's entire campaign was funded by scam money. And they explained that the beekeepers are a secret organization.
The beekeepers. Now it's a multiples.
No. There's only one beekeeper at a time. Right?
Oh, okay.
And their job is to protect the hive. And because sometimes things go silly, they have total autonomy and they can do anything they want. Now he's retired.
Wait, who's so the Hive that they're protecting?
The United States government.
Got it. Okay.
And then they bring up the idea of apparently sometimes a queen will make an offspring that is defective.
What?
And then something called a queen killer will emerge.
What?
And kill the queen for the crime of having made defective offspring.
Right. Okay. I think
this person might be a queen killer. Jason Statham goes on to blow up many more things. There are delightful set pieces where he takes a stapler and just keeps beating a dude on the forehead with it. And until finally he looks up with his forehead covered in staples and he's like, I can't tell you. And he reaches back and hits him three more times. He's like, okay, fine. It's this.
It was three more staples. That was all. That was all I could take. I couldn't take three more staples. That's amazing.
It is great. It is so over the top. Just go in knowing what you're going to get. It is, if you have seen the movie Nobody, it's exactly Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, only Nobody specifically to see the difference. And the difference is Nobody is well-paced. It draws a long shadow over the character, and then you have a very satisfying reveal, mm-hmm. whereas this is just like, yeah, let's give you 10 minutes and then let's go.
And he's a beekeeper.
Now let's do this. And now let's do this. It's amazing.
Why does he, why? So we don't really care that, whether he's really, you know, cares about that woman getting killed. That's immaterial. No.
We know exactly why. It's because there's the only person who ever cared for me.
Right. But that's all you get is that statement. And seeing her be nice to him earlier.
Number one, you hear that statement like three times during the movie, but also the implication, as I would guess, is he's spent his entire life caring for the Hive. She's the only one who cared for him. Mm-hmm. And then the scammers got her and took her for everything and she killed herself.
But we don't know that until later.
Correct.
We just think he's a contractor helping her with hornets or something.
Yes. Yes.
Do you get flashbacks of their relationship?
Nope.
No. Okay. Yeah.
It's Tom. It's so good. I really want everybody to watch it. I want, it's exactly like, however silly it sounds when I'm saying it, it's mm-hmm. even sillier when you watch it.
And wow.
It's great. It's just great.
Ah, man. I want you to watch The Puppets, too.
Which one is that one?
That's on Crunchyroll, Thunderbolt Fantasy. I signed up for the free trial so that I would have time to watch it.
I'm almost certain I bought my kids Crunchyroll.
Well, and if you already have it, then that's great. It's weird, but then you soon get lost in it. And you're like, this is amazing puppetry.
Okay. So 11-year-old, 16-year-old, 19-year-old, which one do you think will like it the fastest?
11 and 16 are your best bets.
Okay. All right.
11 might get bored, like too much story, too much talking. I'm not sure. But maybe not. It's puppets.
By the way, man. Having my kids dig Akira, like that's one like I've held back because like I'm like I don't think I could handle them thinking it was cheesy or stupid or bad or whatever, and instead they're like, Dad, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm so glad that they saw the value in it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I got to go empty my dog's diaper because Sawyer wears a diaper now.
Oh, man.
So it comes for all of us sometimes.
Are you we got five more minutes. Are you thinking about like every time a dog of ours ages out, we swear we'll just be a one dog family and then we suddenly get another dog.
Oh, well, we only have Sawyer, so we're definitely getting another dog at some point.
Okay, good. Okay. Now we're getting too intimate in a public forum. But like, I want to talk to you about different types of dogs.
Got it. All right. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us, being a part of After Talk. If you got questions, cordkillers@gmail.com. And we will talk to you next time.
Love you.